Welcome to Behind the Great Wall on the SOH Network. I'm Daniel Tang. The China we know today is a leading world power, but behind its influence, behind its wealth, and behind its political power stands the Chinese people, who in modern times face a range of social, political, and economic issues. On Behind the Great Wall, our team of SOH reporters in China brings you their voices and their stories. In this episode, the first bird flu death in China caused by a mutant strain of the virus, and renowned human rights advocate Gao Zhisheng imprisoned in far west China. But first, economic analysts believe there are two paths for the future of China's economy. It hinges on whether the authorities continue pushing for economic growth to keep GDP growth high, or to deliberately slow down the economy to combat inflation. We hear from Professor Frank Tianxie at the University of South Carolina in this next story, who predicts that for 2012, the Chinese regime will keep pushing GDP growth to avoid issues of unemployment and to maintain the ruling party's position.
Overseas media believe the Chinese government should loosen its credit and lending to stimulate GDP growth in 2012. Dr. Frank Tianxie, a business professor at the University of South Carolina, Aiken, predicts the Chinese government will print more money and loosen credit lending. He believes they'll do this to try to boost employment and GDP growth and try to keep the current government in power. In the year 2011, overseas economists estimated the true inflation rate in China to reach 16%. At the same time, the GDP growth in China dropped to 9.5% from 9.8% and 9.7% in the previous two quarters. The Chinese economy seems to have entered a stage of high inflation and slowing growth. Frank Xie said, I think the economic policy decided by the CCP's Economic Working Committee is to ensure growth for 2012, while still maintaining some control of inflation. But if you look at it carefully, the top priority is to stimulate growth and maintain it, or else unemployment will rise. They say they are trying to control inflation, but they're really maintaining growth at the expense of inflation. It is using its investment in infrastructure to stimulate growth and create jobs. According to Dr. Xie, relaxed credit and lending means the government will first print more money, which will be given to large state-owned enterprises to launch infrastructure projects. But the side effects would include the value of the Chinese yuan going down and prices going up, Xie explained. The regime's main goal is to maintain stability. They're afraid of threats to their power. If there are too many people without jobs, under such conditions, loose credit is a weapon for them to fight the slowdown in economic growth. But in reality, it would have terrible consequences like prolonged and worsened inflation. That is to say, the efforts by the government to curb inflation will be in vain. I think the inflation in 2012 will be above last year. People overseas estimated last year inflation was above 15%. If the Chinese government continues to pursue a high growth rate under loosened lending, inflation will soar above 15%, which is quite bad for the people. A high rate of GDP growth through loose credit and lending is a result of paper money oversupply and not a true improvement in productivity and standard of living. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
You are listening to Behind the Great Wall on the SOH Network. I'm Daniel Tang. The H5N1 avian influenza virus is on the rise again as the first reported human death from the virus occurred at the end of December on the 31st. This is the first reported case in China for 18 months. The strain of H5N1 that infected and killed a man in Shenzhen was a mutant strain of the deadly virus, according to Chinese and Hong Kong media reports. Trevor Piper with this story.
Thanks, Daniel. According to the Department of Health in Guangdong Province, a 39-year-old bus driver named Chen died from multiple organ failure on December 31st. The health department stated that an expert team had examined Chen and confirmed that he contracted the H5N1 avian influenza virus. Later, experts from both Shenzhen and Hong Kong confirmed that it was a mutant strain of H5N1, though they did not go into detail about what kind of mutation it was. The Guangdong Department of Health said that in the months before Chen became infected, he did not have a history of contact with domestic fowl, nor had he travelled away from home. Further, the 120 people who were confirmed to have had close contact with him did not show any symptoms of the disease. Ma Wuhan, deputy director of the Center for Disease and Control in Shenzhen, told Hong Kong media that the form of the virus that infected the patient was very virulent, which is why the patient had experienced a strong reaction ending in death. He also said that so far the virus had not been transmitted from human to human, only from animal to human. Chinese media reported that Chen lived close to a man-made lake and wetlands inhabited by many wild birds. A team of avian influenza experts also stated in their report that, quote, the patient had a habit of working out in the morning and had contracted the disease during the bird flu season, unquote. According to a report by Nangfang Daily, Zhou Poping, who heads a team of avian influenza experts in Shenzhen, said, although the patient did not have contact with fowl, he likely contracted the virus through bird feces. In Hong Kong, the nearby island city south of Shenzhen, there were 3 reported cases on December 20th of bird and chicken deaths due to the H5N1 virus. Trevor Piper, SOH Network, and now back to Daniel.
Thank you, Trevor. Gao Zhisheng, the renowned human rights lawyer, has been the target of persecution by Chinese authorities since late 2006. He'll spend the next 3 years in a remote prison in Xinjiang province, according to his brother, Gao Zhiyi. Gao told reporters on January 1st that he received word from authorities that Gao Zhisheng will be imprisoned in Shaya County, Xinjiang, a remote province where he was stationed decades ago while he was in the military. Xinjiang has historically been a region where dissidents have been detained by the authorities to simply get them out of the way. Craig Richter with this story.
Gao was arrested on August 16, 2006. On December 22, 2006, Gao was given a suspended sentence of 3 years in prison with a period of probation of 5 years. The sentence meant that if he broke his probation within that time, he could be sent to jail for the original term. As the five-year anniversary of his sentencing approached last month, Chinese Communist Party security forces claimed that Gao violated his probation and would be jailed. Initially under house arrest, Gao ended up spending several years of his sentence in extra-legal custody and was repeatedly subject to beatings and a range of extreme tortures, as documented in letters he wrote and in an interview he gave the Associated Press. Almost immediately after the 2006 sentence, Chinese security forces began kidnapping Gao, subjecting him to beatings, then releasing him before kidnapping him again, for increasingly long periods. He disappeared entirely in February 2009, not resurfacing until April 2010, to grant an interview with the Associated Press, before vanishing again. In that interview, he disclosed being beaten almost to death by security forces. That degree of cruelty, there's no way to recount it, he told AP. For 48 hours, my life hung by a thread. A chorus of international criticism had led up to his brief reappearance in April 2010. AP published the interview in January 2011, just prior to Hu Jintao's visit to the United States. The purpose of shutting Gao away in remote Xinjiang, Gao Zhiyi said, was to make it difficult for family to visit him. They haven't assisted us about what we should do. We can only try to come up with a way to visit him, he said in an interview with New Tang Dynasty Television. Gao's wife Jen He said she was extremely worried after hearing about the sentence. If they're really locking Gao Ji Sheng up there, the CCP must have ulterior motives. They want to shut him far away, basically throwing him into exile there, She said in an interview with NTD Television, "They want the world to forget about him." Hu Jia, well-known human rights activist who has himself been jailed by the party, expressed his commitment to visit Gao despite the resistance of communist authorities. "I am in the right on this," he said. "What they're doing is illegal. All the things they've required of me are illegal." Craig Richter, SOH Network.
And that brings an end to Behind the Great Wall for this week. If you'd like to listen or download our podcast, you can visit behindthegreatwall.sohnetwork.com. There you can also read our transcript, listen to previous episodes, and link to other programs on the SOH Network. Also, if you have any comments or queries, feel free to leave a message on our main website. That's Behind the Great Wall for January 5th, 2012. And I'm Daniel Tang of the SOH Network.